We started yesterday the sugya of how much a person has to spend on mitzvahs. So we had yesterday we started speaking about hidu mitzvah shlish, and we had two opinions with regards to what does that mean exactly, hidu mitzvah shlish. The first opinion said that it's talking about what does it mean you have to spend a third, and the first opinion said that it should be a third of a, we're talking about mitzumtzum diga esrog, a tiny esrog. You should spend more than a, you should be able to spend a third more in order to fulfill the hidu mitzvah, a third more. The second opinion didn't was more lechumre in a way, and it said that whenever you find two esrogim relative to where you are, which shop you managed to you ended up entering, you should always be able to add another third to the first offer that you had. Hidu mitzvah ad shlish, you'll spend another third toward the first offer that you were offered. The question that the first opinion, Rabbi Nutam, had on the second opinion was, Enadavasoif, what's going to be? You go into the shop, and he gives you two esroigim, and then you take the more expensive one, because hidu mitzvah ad shlish. But once you've taken that one, there's not the third one going to come out of the box. And so forth and so forth. So what's the answer to that? Very good. So the bialocha, what you're saying, excellent. What you say is actually what the bialocha suggests on the side of you. It's a slightly hidden bialocha. At the end of the Dibra Maschil Betzimtzum, it's the bialocha's own chiddush and suggestion. He says, if you look at the last few lines, V'inyin akushya shehikshu sharei oilam shle oilam yimtza noe v'noe. And the kasha that was asked, are you always going to find a better one? Yesh loima, says the Bi'aloch, the answer would be, Dulohitrichu olav elubapam rishoyna belvat. Mamash, like Rabbi Kagan is suggesting that it only applies for the first suggestion, for the first offer, after once you've done once the Hidu mitzvah, you then have to go on a second, a third, and a fourth time, etc. Dim loiken, enadav asayf, that's literally your words, because if so, enadav asayf, there's not going to be an end to it. So you should always go for the first one, you add a third to that, and that's it. At kan l'shoyna, yeah. And it says that other achronim said as well. What happens if you have been, you bought an esek, you bought an esek, and after buying the esek, you paid how much for the esek? Say, yeah, you paid £30. Okay, and now you wanna, and after paying that £30, now you're being offered after paying it. So that's different than what we've been suggesting until now, because now we've been talking about losh nashulchan aruch was leachlifo, to exchange and to add. But now you've bought an esek for £30, and suddenly you see, oh, there's an esek which is a lot nicer, which costs £40. But the person who's selling it said, no exchange over here. No exchange. You can't have no returns. And no returns. If you want to buy the nicer one, you have to pay £40. Do you have an obligation to do so? Yes or no? Hit the mitzvah shlish. You have to pay the £40 now. What do you think about that? £30 for an esek? You've paid it. And after you've paid, suddenly you see another one which is nicer. Cost £40. But if the salesman says, no exchanges over here, I'm really sorry. He's probably going to say the words, I wish I could help. You want to buy the nice esek? £40, please.
It's more than a sip anyway, so
it's more than a third. Yeah. So what do you think? What would be the halacha? Do you have to pay it? You don't. Why? Shlish? You made your purchase already. What do you, Taina?
You pay over 100% more.
You pay more. Says the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Hey. Shemoitz Shnei Esrogim. Roitz Aleima. Afilu kol echot gadol b'sheyoyzim mekebeitza. Okay, now he says the following words. That's the words I wanted to stress. And if he had actually bought it already, he bought an esrog already, and he has got the minimum share, at least the minimum share, you will not need to acquire a second one. You won't need to buy an additional one. You don't need to. Lekul al makul to all the opinions. Skip the square brackets. Ken kosva morgan avram, b'shem poiskim, that's the morgan avram's opinion in the name of the poiskim. Yeah, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Achein agro, however, the Vilna Gaon paskens hevi b'shem Yerushalmi. The Vilna Gaon quotes Yerushalmi mefurish umashma the nokat ledina kain. The Gaon is choilek on that, and he brings the halacha that afilu lokach kva etzik velulav. Even if you have acquired already, you have made your purchase already, you have bought already for the £30. And the same will apply to any other mitzvahs too. And it was a valid esek. He says, no, the Vilna Gaon is choilek. And he says, no, although you have made your purchase already, you have bought it, you have paid it, you still need to go again. But the Magen Avraham is choilek. So we've got a machloek is achroinim. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to be machia. I don't think that he's making a final decision over here. But it definitely is a machloek is achroinim, the way Mishnah Berurah puts it. Right, okay, this is with regard, the concept of hidu mitzvah shlish. Okay, continues the Ramah. Umi she'ein lo esrek, oy sha'a mitzvah oy veres. Somebody hasn't got an esrek, oy sha'a mitzvah oy veres. Somebody hasn't got an esrek at all, says the Ramah. He hasn't got an esek. Oisha mitzvah oiveres. So he hasn't got any other mitzvah, which is time bound. Ein tzorich levaz vezoleh hoin rav. You don't have to spend a fortune on a mitzvah. Kmo she'omru, as the Gemara says, hamevazve, somebody who spends money, al yevazve zyoise mechoymesh. Don't spend more than a fifth for mitzvahs. We're defining now how much the person's meant to spend on mitzvahs. Have you ever thought about that? How much a man has spent on mitzvahs? If a person hasn't got talis, person hasn't got a shofar, hasn't got tefillin, how much a man has spent? So the halacha is, al yevazvez yoyse mechoymesh. You do not need to spend more than 20%. Is that correct? Is it 50, 20%? Off. Very good. Very good question. Of what? Very good. What are you talking about? Good. Your question is Mishnah Berurah is going to address that. You don't have to spend more than a fifth to fulfill mitzvahs. So if you haven't got a shofar, you haven't got lulav, you haven't got an esrog, you don't need to spend more than a fifth. Filu mitzvah iveres, even if it's a mitzvah which is mitzvah iveres is something which is going to be over, it's going to pass after a bit of time. You won't be able to fulfill it anymore. For instance, yeah. Filu mitzvah iveres, even if it's a mitzvah that is going to pass. You don't have to spend more than a fifth. Now, what about if somebody forces you, says, I want you how about an Avera? If you have to spend, how much, what about an Avera of Elois Aser? This is all with regards to a positive mitzvah. What about a negative mitzvah? How much do you need to spend on not doing an Avera? If it's costing you a lot more, if you want to travel somewhere, it's going to cost you a lot more not to travel on Shabbos. It's going to cost you a lot more. So you're talking about Hawaii? How much? How much am I going to spend? Oh, another example maybe will be, can you think of another example, Rabbi Isai? If it's costing you a lot more, on any loisa, I say negative. I'm just trying to the exactly. How much you meant? That's right. How much is it also? How much are you meant to spend on kosher food? How much more? How much more? How much more you meant to spend? How much? How much? Kosher wine, matzahs. You know, if you can get. Why? How much? How much? Okay, so what you're saying is exactly what the Gemara says. Avaloisa say, but when it comes to a negative, yiten kol memoino, a person has to be prepared to spend all his money to his last pound. He has to be able to spend, not to be over on an avera. Koidim shiavu, you need to spend all your money before you transgress an avera. So again, when it comes to a positive mitzvah, you only need to give 20%. We'll soon answer your question. 20% of what? But when it comes to a negative, an avera, a loisa, say, you need to be prepared to give everything away in order not to have an avera. So if it's costing you a lot of money to keep Shabbos, doesn't matter. That's right. That's right. were they obligated to do so? Good question. Were they obligated to do so? Somebody loses his job. Good question. That's a good thought there. Person is employed and he's going to get sacked if he works on Shabbos. What's the halacha then? Do you need to get sacked or not? When it comes to lois, I say, when they're expecting you to mechal Shabbos, to your last, you have to spend all your money. Pardon? Oh, good question. Is that only true with regards to a deraisa? What about the rabbanon? What about if they only want you to carry something on Shabbos? What about if they only want you to do something b'shinui on Shabbos with your left hand, which is going to be the rabbanon? Do you also have to be prepared to give all your fortune away, not to over on a? What if somebody invites you for a very important party? Your goyisher boss invites you for a party, and he's yai nesach there, which is the rabbanon. You know, if you're not going to drink that wine, he's going to sack you. It's a darbonon. If you don't join him for his party, he's going to say, darbonon. All memoinoi, all your money or not? What do you think, Rabbi Sai? Okay, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Cotton Zain, Rohoin Rab, Hine, when we're talking about, Hine, Shlish Menechosov, when we are talking about Shlish, with the Hiddur Mitzvah, is only until a third. Menechosov, we're talking about his possessions. Muchach Pigamore, Behedit, Enzo, Chlitten, Abu Mitzvah, Achas. You don't need to give a third of, for one Mitzvah. The Apoiskim is Kimu, the Afilu Pochas, Mishlish Kamken, Enzo, Chlitten. The Somchu Dino, Kmoile, Inin, Stoker. So now what it says is that we are comparing this halacha that we're discussing now, how much money a person needs to spend on a positive mitzvah. Let's go back to positive. For positive mitzvah, we're comparing it to tzedakah. Sha'ombu, as it says with regards to tzedakah, ha-mevazvez, al-yevazvez, yoyseh mechoymesh. Shema ye'oni v'tzayich b'yes v'yodin b'zeh. He says that when it comes to, tzedakah, how much is the person obligated to give to tzedakah? Oh, so that's, yeah, you have to give a tenth, you're good, you have to give a tenth, but you have to give up to 20%. Yeah. So, this is where we know the halacha from. We're learning, that's what the Mishnah Berurah is teaching us of Insef Kotten Zayin. How do you know that you need to give 20% on mitzvahs, on positive mitzvahs? We learn that from tzedakah. Like by tzedakah you need to give, you give up to 20%, so it's about mitzvahs, you don't have to give more than 20%. You don't have to give more than 20% for any mitzvahs. But 20% of what? 20% of what? So that's Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Meches. Yoyseh Mechoymesh, Afilu Mitzvah Ves, Mikol Mokim, Chayv Lahoytzi Al Kolponim, Isu Nechosu Bezeh. So he says that you need to give a tenth of your Nechosim, of your possessions. The Gambet Stok is Shir Beinun Yu Maisa. He said you need, by Stok, as you're saying, by Maisa, you also, you find already 10%. Vaibom Aganavom Veli Rabbe, the Kmoy Shom Lein in Stoker. Just as we find by Stoker. This is Mamash your question. Shonori Shoina Min Ha Keren. The first year, you need to give from the Keren, from the capital. Very good, thank you. The first year, you need to give 10% of the capital. Mikan ve'elach, and from then onwards, min ha'revach, from the profit. So to answer your question, what are we talking about? The 20 chomesh? 20% of what? So once you need to give of the capital, and once you have given of the capital you need to give every year, you need to give only of the profit. So you need to be able to give chomesh of your profit for mitzvahs. 20% of your profit. So if we're all getting average yearly income of say £80,000, yeah. So yeah, average. Yeah, I'm saying average. So you're talking about every year you need to give of the profit. You need to give 20% for mitzvahs. But of your capital, all your capital that you've got, that you only need to give once. Of you don't every year you need to give 20% of that. Does that make sense? So he says, in other words, that really 10% is the minimum. 10% is the minimum, and you can go up to 20% for mitzvahs. That's what for positive mitzvahs. So again, it's all with regards to the profit. The profit, you don't have to give 20% of your capital, of all your possessions. What about What about an interesting shaila? That Reb Shlomo Zalman was asked. With regards, for instance, the mitzvah of Kibbud Av V'Em, an interesting shaila, Reb Shlomo Zalman was asked, two brothers who were picking esroigim, but the same halach will apply to any other mitzvahs, they were picking esroigim also for their father. And they found some good esroigim for themselves, but they weren't sure if they have, and they were asked, the father asked, can you get me an esrog as well? Do they have to give the nicest esrog to their father or not? Again, of course they do. They need to give nice esrog to their father. Who brought them to that position? Who enabled them to get that at all? Yeah? I think that you're. What do you think, Abba Isai? I suppose that's it depends if you've got children who are a bit old already, you look at it from one way. Yeah, that's what he says. Is it a hidu in kibbud av v'em? Do you have to go that far? Do you have to go that far or not? What do you think? Interesting question. Do you have to give the nicer esrog to your father? Or do you have to, or can you keep it yourself? What do you think? Imagine, I ask your child, can you get me an esrog, please? You know.
He gives you extra money, then.
Yeah. What if you're raising an interesting point. It depends if he gives you the money or not. What do you think? If he gives you the money or he doesn't give you the money? So if he gives you the money, he doesn't give you the money. Right. Okay, very good. That's point number one. Very good. If the father doesn't give you the money, then you don't really have to get him, because you don't really have to. You don't have to spend all that that money. You don't have to. Kibbud Av is from your own. You have to. You can't expect. You're not expected Meikadin to spend money on it. So if he doesn't give you any money, you certainly don't have to. Right. A fifth. You're right. Probably a fifth you will need to, but you don't actually have to purchase. Depends on what your fifth is, but you won't have to actually just per se buy an essay for him. You won't have to. Depends what the chomish, how much the chomish is. You probably won't be able to actually get an essay with that. But if you can. If he does give you money, the Reb Shlomo Zalman still says, he says that really make it out, then you could actually keep the esrog for yourself, the nice esrog for yourself, although it definitely sounds like it's the right thing to do, to give him the nice esrog. But make it out, then he's not so sure that you really have to. That's an interesting shaila. Father-in-law. What do you think about that, Rabbi Isai? Kibbud av to your father-in-law. It's an interesting one, because in the poskim, what do you think about kibbud av to your parents-in-law? There's definitely an inyan, but it's interesting that in the poskim, really halachically speaking, the wife, once she gets married to her husband, she's got a lesser degree of kibbud av than she used to, because her husband comes first. So lemaisa, the kibbud av goes down a little bit. Nevertheless, it's definitely the appropriate things to still give great cover to your in-laws. But halachically speaking, your own parents come before the parents-in-law. Yep. Right. An interesting shaila, which is the maisa. An interesting shaila over here with regards to the hidu mitzvah aspect of atzlish, as opposed to the ikka mitzvah. The Shlomo Zalman was once brought an interesting shaila. I don't know what you think about this. Shlomo Zalman was once brought a very, very nice esrog. A younger man, a kohen younger man, brought him a most beautiful esrog to Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Shlomo Zalman looked at this esrog and he said, "This is mamash, a stunning esrog. It's pure from all sides. It's perfect from all the directions." He asked him how much it cost. The younger man, a kohen younger man, he told him the price. Reb Shlomo Zalman said, "This is a fortune." He said, "A fortune." He said, "You're doing much more than the shlish over here. You're doing far more than shlish." He said, "Listen, I want to ask you a question. I'm quoting Reb Shlomo Zalman." He said, "Reb Shlomo Zalman said, tell me, what did you buy for your wife for Yom Tov?" And then he said, "Oh, I'm not sure yet. I haven't actually bought anything." He said, "Well, listen, to buy for your wife something, it's almost a mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. And Simchas Yom Tov, you are obligated to buy something for your wife. It's a positive mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, to buy something for your wife. This is an ikar halacha. This is not the shlish. This is the ikar halacha. You need to buy something for your wife. It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. This is a mamash, an obligation of Simchas Yom Tov. You need to buy something for your wife. If you're just, the esrog, maybe buy yourself a cheaper esrog. Buy something proper for your wife." Isn't that interesting? That's the Gadol of Shlomo Zalman to see that. You think you're really from, really you're not doing the right thing over here. Yeah, that's Shlomo Zalman's view in this. Yeah. Okay. Is a person allowed to spend more money on the Ikka Mitzvah? If a person wants to spend a fortune on the Mitzvah, is he allowed to spend more than that or not? So if somebody wants to spend, he had a good year and he wants to spend thousands and thousands of pounds on a Mitzvah. Is he allowed to or not? You're allowed to. So it's interesting. Yeah, does everybody agree to that? Pardon? So let's just see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Now, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah says in Tzivkot Zayin, the reason why you're not allowed to give more than a fifth, says the Mishnah Berurah. Don't give more than 20%. Why? Maybe you'll become poor, and you'll self become a poor man. So the halacha is, well, it sounds like, that you may not give more than 20%, don't give more than a fifth, because maybe you'll become poor yourself. If you're overspending, you means, for mitzvahs, you may end up poor yourself. We don't want that. So the obligation doesn't go so far. What happens if somebody has got huge, huge accounts and it's got, you know, you've got these accounts that are like, you can't even count the digits at the end, you know, like we're probably all of us. So what's the halacha then? Does it make any difference or not? If somebody's really, really wealthy, can he give more than a fifth? Yes? Yeah. So the poskim are mekel. The poskim say if somebody is really extremely wealthy and there's no real chashash, he says, I don't know what you think about it, there's no real chashash of shema ye'oni. There's no chashash that maybe he'll become poor. There's no such chashash. And therefore, the poskim are matir, if somebody is extremely wealthy, he can't spend more than 20%. Yes? You should give to tzedakah rather. Yeah, that's true. You should probably prioritize. That's true as well. Yeah. Lemaisa, although I saw this in the poskim, I wonder if that's true nowadays as well. I have a shtikla svara. Tell me if you think of that. So my question is, does an extremely wealthy individual, is he allowed to spend more than 20% on mitzvahs or not? So the poskim say that you're allowed to because there's no chashash of shema on it. It's unlikely to become poor. I have a bit of a question on that. I think this is definitely true in the old days. Somebody used to be rich, it was pretty much guaranteed that his wealth is going to remain. On the other hand, somebody was poor, it was very rare that it would make it past, you know, his basic means. I think nowadays it's maybe different. People become wealthy very quickly and others lose their fortunes very quickly as well. The financial, the world has changed. I don't know if that's true or not. What do you think? That things have changed. Pardon? I don't keep up. Yeah, what happened yesterday in Russia?
Chelsea Football Club lost.
Of what? Of?
Chelsea Football Club, the owner, the Jewish guy.
I don't know who it is, yeah, right.
$486 million in one day.
In one day, right.
Yeah, but $480 million.
Right, that's probably more than a chomish. Yeah, that's more than a chomish, probably, yeah. Yeah. What do you think about this for?
I mean, you're saying it's correct, but I'm not sure if it applies to this Mishnah Berurah, because.
Why?
The Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that perhaps you'll become poor through the giving for too much.
Uh-huh. I hear that. Yeah, I hear that. Good point. I hear that. Yeah. We're worried that he's all got overspent for mitzvahs and that's how he's going to become poor. So the fact that the wheels turn quicker nowadays, that doesn't really affect that. I agree with you. Yeah, good thought. Very good. Very good. Yeah. And that surely explains why the poskim don't mention my spell. Yeah, very good. Okay. Fine. We'll stop over here. We'll carry on in Mitzvah Shem. I still want to be mashkim a few short points on how much the person meant to spend on not doing a lois assay. And also with regards to Chanukah, I still want to address what the Bialocha says. How can I buy Chanukah? We seem to spend much more than a third on Hiddur Mitzvah. So that will be addressed in Mitzvah Shem as well.